Hi, this is Sarit Switzer, and welcome to the It Is Taught podcast, a podcast devoted to the teachings of Rabbi Schneur Zalman of Liadi, as recorded in his most famous work, The Tanya. My hope for this show is to make these teachings accessible and relatable to the average person, regardless of prior Jewish education or affiliation. The episodes follow the prescribed daily study portions and are meant to serve as practical lessons in how to live your life as your true self and develop an authentic and powerful relationship with your Creator. I have personally experienced the effects the study of this work has had on me, and I'm excited to share what I can of this knowledge with you. So please join me on this journey of learning, self-growth, and connection with your source. Hi, and welcome to episode 14 of the It Is Taught podcast. We are up to the second of Teves in a leap year. And today we are continuing with chapter 4 of the Tanya Likutei Amarim. And we're going to continue to talk about this idea of the Torah. So if you remember from last time, we were talking about how the Torah is an expression of God's wisdom and how it's really quite amazing and miraculous because God's wisdom is essentially unknowable. Like, God is totally unknowable, but at the same time, he's one and unified with his wisdom. And at the same time, he managed in his greatness to constrict himself in such a way into the Torah so that human beings could be able to grasp him in a certain way. And then we also talked about how the way in which we are able to grasp him in the Torah is through the garments of the soul that we talked about previously, the thought, speech, and action of the soul, which are the soul's garments. And this is why these garments come from the Torah. Like, they originate in the Torah, and this is why they're considered so lofty. So lofty, in fact, we talked about last time that they come from a loftier place than the soul itself. And so now in today's portion, the Alter Rebbe gets a little bit further into why it is and how it happens that the Torah, which is the wisdom of God that's so lofty and so unfathomable, is able to come into this world and be accessed by us. And he says that this is why the Torah is likened to water. Because if you think about water, you know, like, let's say you have a waterfall, and, you know, from the top of the waterfall down to the bottom of the waterfall, it's the same water. So, and the water flows from a very, very high place and goes down to a very low place and remains totally intact. You know, if you think about spring water, which is considered to be like the clearest of all water, it's really quite amazing. So the reason why Torah is likened to water is because it also has that ability to come from God's unfathomable, supernal well and wisdom, and then going through different levels of what we call, what's called, known as hishtalshelus. This is like a chain reaction of events, basically, that we'll talk a lot more in future episodes. And through different worlds and all kinds of different things like that, it eventually comes down into our world, manifest as our Torah and the mitzvahs and the Tanakh. And it allows us to access it through our soul garments. So this is why the Torah is likened to water, because it has the ability, just like water, to flow from a very high place and remain intact down below. And it descends so low that it doesn't even descend only into the garment of thought, machshava, which you would think, okay, that's like a very lofty kind of garment when we think about God, but it was able to actually descend into the two lower garments of speech and action as well, that are manifest when we, you know, speak words of Torah, we read out of the Torah, and when we perform the will of God with our physical bodies. And so now the Alter Rebbe talks about this idea that, continuing with this logic, if we think about the fact that, okay, so what is the soul actually being clothed in when we talk about the garments of the soul? It's not just some simple garments. It's actually being enclosed in the source of life itself, which is God himself and the light of God himself, which is, this is the source of where these garments come from. And then he brings two verses to support this. The first one is from Tehillim, where it says, Tzuri Chesebo, that he is my rock and I will hide within him. That's from Tehillim 18:3. And then the next verse is, it says, Ketzina Ratzon Tatrenu, which comes from also Tehillim, where it says, as a shield, God's will surrounds him. So basically what the Alter Rebbe is saying is that these two verses allude to the fact that when we are performing Torah and mitzvahs and using our body to do God's will, the will and wisdom of God, because we're using our garments to do this, it's like his will and wisdom encompass our entire being, just the same way that physical clothes encompass who we are. So that's it for today. Tomorrow we're going to conclude chapter 4, and so I will speak to you then. Thanks for listening to the It Is Taught podcast, hosted by Sarit Switzer. This podcast is dedicated in loving memory of my maternal grandfather, Avraham Yitzchak ben Binyamin HaKohen of blessed memory. Music by Shoshana. If you enjoyed this episode and would like to support the show, please share it with others and subscribe on YouTube, Apple iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And make sure to leave us a 5-star review. To find out more about the It Is Taught project, including more information on my soon-to-be-published book, please visit our website, itistaught.com. To catch the latest from me, follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Looking forward to speaking with you tomorrow, and until then, have a great day.